This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, precious fathers, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today, tonight, just to thank you and praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We're ever so grateful to be out of the way that you may have your way here today. Anoint these lips are clean, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here this night. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up the devil and every demon force. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray for thy glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. We thank God for our prophetess Lisa Tebow, a man who will be sharing the word with us tonight, just before we get ready to bring forth the word of God. If you have your Bible, open it up to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3.
Good evening. Reading to your hearing, Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. And it reads, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I read to your hearing Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. We thank Prophet Tebow just for sharing the word with us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God because God is a good God and worthy to be praised. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have. Hallelujah, we show what the Lord has blessed them to the hearers and the doers of his work. You know, praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Just for the next few minutes, we want to come with a thought tonight. Amen. Just to encourage you. Amen. And thank God to Hallelujah, because God is a good God and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, we thank him for this opportunity to bring forth his word. We thank God through the use of the internet that we are able, to bring forth the word through the use of the internet. Hallelujah, teaching and preaching on a local level, but reaching on a global level. So we thank God for making it possible and opening up that door for us, amen, to go forth and do this. Just for you next few minutes, I ask that you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word. I want to talk about balancing life's demand, living a balanced life. Living a balanced life in itself is full of series of opportunities for us to grab and to go forth in a manner. We know that in life itself there will be troubles, because trouble will always meet us when we least expect it. Hallelujah. So living a balanced Christian life is a continuous process of perpetual or never-ending learning, intellectually, physically, socially, and spiritually, are patterns by the course of the one, the perfect one, of our faith, the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. He left us the pattern that we, as followers of his, should walk after and live according to the pattern that was already set. So balancing life demands simply means living a balanced life, living a life that is suitable and that is right in the sight of God as well as man, a life that will leave an impact, a good impact, a positive impact upon the world and people that is around us. Believers of Christ, living a balanced life is when you apply your Christian experience to every area of your life. Yes, it is. It is a privilege, and it is a privilege, and also it is a testimony on our part. So believers of Christ, living a balanced life, living balancing life's demand, is when you and I apply, as believers of Christ, apply our Christian experience to every area of your life. Prophet Lisa Tebow read again here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. And it says, "Yet I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called." Here there is the Apostle Paul talking to the Ephesians at this particular time. Also, he's talking to us in the year of 2020, during this time of pandemic, during this time of quarantine at the house. It says, "I beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling." Worthy of the calling. In other words, my brothers and sisters in Christ, each and every day we should examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith. Hallelujah. Do this with all lowliness and meekness. In other words, do it with humility. Stay low. And meekness. With long suffering. Bearing with one another. In love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Yes, God wants us to get along with one another. He wants us to have love, agape love, one for another, and for us to endure, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In other words, we should want to live peacefully. If, with all that is within us, to live peacefully with men, all through the Bible, the Christian life is pictured as a walk with Christ. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "But if ye walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin." So we're in this world that's filled with darkness. As born again believers of Christ, God wants us to walk in the light as Jesus is in the light. He wants us to be the light of the world. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. The Bible says, without the shedding of the blood, there'll be no remission of sin. Jesus, when he went to Calvary, he shed his blood for all mankind. He became the ultimate sacrifice for us. He paid the penalty that we owe. And God was, it was justified by God in his eyes. So the question may be tonight, how do we live a life that God has called us to? Living a balanced life, balancing life's demand. You see, God will use different people in a born-again believer's life in order to grow you and to mature you as a child of his. Yes, sometimes it's easy to get along with people that get along with you. But when you're fat with someone that is very difficult, that is not so easy to persuade. A person that, in other words, has gone against the grain. Every time you see that person and you try to have a conversation, you may get cursed out. You may be called everything but a child of God. But guess what? God loves you. And we, as followers, as children of God, have to look beyond that person or person's need, beyond what they do. Look beyond that followers and see their need. Their need is that they need to be saved. They need to repent of their sin. They need to get to that place of totally surrendering their life to Christ and repent of their sin and come to the place like what Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." After they repent of their sin, make a confession of faith and a belief. According to Romans 10:9-10. Say, "We confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved." So we, as born again believers of Christ, and as followers of God, God wants to grow us up in the things of his. So he will use trials and tribulations in order for our faith to be tested. We have to count it all joy when we fall into divers temptation. Count it all joy, even though people may rub you the wrong way. We still have to hold our composure and be reminded, if God be for us, who or what can be against us? So God wants us, as believers of Christ, to walk in a way of humility. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 6, the B clause in the verse, it says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble. Also in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 10, it says, humble yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you. He shall lift you up. So therefore, believers of Christ, as God's chosen people, be ye holy and clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, gentleness, and patience. Living a balanced life, balancing life's demand, we have to walk in patience and endurance. We as Christians are called to a balanced life, which means to be obedient in every area. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to be clause in the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, the word says, see then that ye walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Here the Apostle Paul, again, he is encouraging the Ephesians as well as us here in 2020. For us to open up our eyes, quit being sleepwalking. Wake up and quit walking in your sleep. Make the most of the day that God has allowed you to sleep and have given to us. Balancing your life, living a balanced life. People of God, life is too short for us to pass up any opportunity. We need to meet it with, we need to meet the opportunity and seize it. In other words, we all need balance in our lives. Sure, that sometimes we get off balance because our attention is placed too much in one particular area of life. In order to stay balanced, we must seek God's face. We must ask him to take full control, to make him as priority in our lives and guide us, lead us by his Holy Spirit. The word of God says in the book of 2 Timothy 3, verse 17, therefore, dear brethren and friends, since ye already know this, be on your guard, so that ye may not be carried away by the error of lawlessness, of lawless men, and fall from your secure position in Christ. Child of God, don't let the errors of evil people lead you down the wrong path and make you lose your balance. I'm going to say that again because we need to hear this. because of the times that we are living in. Child of God, don't let the Arabs of evil people lead you down the wrong path and make you lose your balance. You see, our walk with Christ has to be a balanced walk. Our walk with Christ has to be a walk that is worthy of the calling on our lives. So, people of God, we must keep balance in our lives. We can't be too far spiritually bound without being here on earth earthly good. So we got to ask the Lord to be in full control of all areas of our lives. And if we are lacking in one or more areas, let's be honest with ourselves and be honest with Him. The God that sits high and looks low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs of our head. Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be as red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. That's the type of God that we serve. He's willing, He's able, and He's ready to turn it around in our faith. You see, there are purposes in life that we as believers of Christ, as a child of God, must do in order to keep balance in our walk with the Lord. The first thing is for us as children of God, as believers of Christ, to love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. Beloved child of God, you are playing for God's purpose and not for your own. So your purpose here on earth is to love God through worship for Him. We worship Him because we love Him. We worship Him because we want to please Him. The Bible says there is liberty. Where there is liberty, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we want to wait on the Spirit of God to take full control of our lives. Second thing that we must do is to love your neighbor as yourself. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, we were shaped for serving. So your purpose is to show love for others through ministry by going out and making disciples of men. This is part of the great commission that have been given to us for us to do as born-again believers, as children of the Most High God. Child of God, you and I, believers of Christ, we were made for a mission. So our purpose here is to share God's message with others through evangelism, gone beyond the four walls of a building, in the byways and the highways, and compelling people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in conjunction, after presenting, after witnessing, telling others about Jesus, there's also going a little bit further and introducing the baptism in order to be baptized, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and also in the name of Jesus. You see, you were formed. Every one of us, when we give our life to Christ, we were formed for God's family. So your purpose here on earth is to identify with God's church through fellowship. Jesus, he's the head of the church. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So through fellowship, one for another, through the use of exhortation and encouragement, the church, as we know it, is not the building. The church is born again believers of Christ who have their mind made up and their heart is fixed that the world is behind them and the cross is before them. So in continuation, also, we must teach Christians to do all things that Jesus commands them to do and to faithfully do it. Because we as people of God were created to become more like Jesus. So we must grow on the spiritual level into maturity through discipleship, through prayer and fasting, through getting into our own personal closet, talking to God, praying on a daily basis, seeking his face, where it says for us to seek him while he may be found. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added to us. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. So balance in your life as God's child. Balance in life demands is living a balanced life. Living a life that is suitable. A life that is in right standing with God. So let us be accountable in our Christian balanced walk with Christ. Being accountable to God first and then to another prayer partner, a small group of believers, is very important in your walk with Christ during these times that we are living in. See, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 27, verse 17, that iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. By holding someone accountable, are you being held, or even you being held accountable, we see it as sharpening and shaping our minds and our skill. Also in the book of Proverbs 13, verse 20, the eighth clause of the verse says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Balancing life's demand. Living a balanced life. God is good and worthy to be praised.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge
trust no one when your stuff is a mess.
Live for real.
It doesn't change in your life. You need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
It doesn't change in your life. You need to live for real.
Live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real.
Live for real. It doesn't change in your life. You need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
It doesn't change in your life. You need to live for real.
Live it for real.
What Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real. It doesn't change in your life. You need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the time to be real with God. This is the time to know that you know that you know that God is a good God, that God wants us to live a life that is real, a life, and not trying to fake it to make it in order to fit in with or to camouflage ourselves. No, this is the time to really, really and get right to God. Hallelujah. Make sure that your house is in order, because we never know when our name will be pulled and our number will be called. Amen. Because God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. So this is a time to really repent. This is a time to really get in, not to think about it, but be about it. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about living a balanced life. We want to thank each and every one that is listening in at this hour. For those that will be listening at a later date, we just pray that the Holy Spirit of God will just quicken the word to you, prepare your heart to receive it. Amen. And after you receive the word, amen, let the word of God just minister to you. Amen. That's what it's all about, lifting up the name of Jesus. And then the Bible says, one plant, one water, but God is the one that brings increase in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So living a balanced life, balancing life demands, is what we are talking about. Amen. Here in the book of Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, the word says that a companion of fools suffer harm. People of God, in order to have balance in our lives, we need to have God first as priority in our lives. Again, here in the book of Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. We as born again believers, we are to seek the kingdom of God above all else. You see, if we want balance in our lives, then we have to learn how to desire, to thirst after God's word. Because his word is absolute truth. His word is so in heaven, as well as God will that his word should be so here on earth. So believers of Christ, spending time with God and his daily devotion in his word and letting him balance your life for you should be a priority done on a daily basis. Because God knows what your needs are, and he will give you all these things as he sees fit. Remember that we are not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. God knows your needs. He feeds the cattle on 1,000 hills. He allows birds to find food to eat. God knows how to have people cross your path and bless you to the point where every need in your life is met. But we must put him first in everything we say and everything that we do. Balancing your life is a personal commitment on our part. Allowing God to help you to live a balanced life is things that we must do on our part. God will always do his part. But we sometimes, as human beings, we say we're going to do a certain thing, and we fall short because we don't go through with it. But you see, God is not like us. He's not like man. He's faithful to himself, and he's faithful to his word. Proverbs 19, verse 21 through 23. It says, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness. A poor man is better than a lion. You see, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. And he that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited. God wants you to start living the best of your life. He wants you to start living it as of today or tonight. Balancing your life, living a balanced life, true balance in your life starts in your heart. So we must guard our heart, because out of it come the issues of life. So give your heart completely and total. Surrender it all to God. And then learn his purpose for your life. And let God put the life he created for you into action by using you for his glory. You see, we ought to claim he is the potter. Let him shape you, mold you, break you, stretch you, and make you into the vessel set apart for the master's use, that you may be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. Yet the Apostle Paul reminds us and let us know in the book of Philippians 4, verse 9, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do and the God of peace shall be with you. As the scripture says, where the Apostle Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. So we as born again believers should follow righteous people, people that is living right, doing right, that's living their lives of very positive and clean in society. Their lifestyle is right in the sight of God. In other words, their audio is lined up with their video. So here Paul says, do those things, believers of Christ. He's saying this to the Philippian church, as well as to us that are born again believers. Do these both on what you learn and receive, and also what you heard and seen in him, in Paul, in a believer's life, in Jesus Christ as being Lord and Savior, author and finisher of our faith. And here Paul says, do. In other words, continue doing good, doing the right thing. And he said, the God of peace shall be with you. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am. So Paul here, again, in his writing to the Philippian church, he letting them know how to live a life that is suitable in the eyes of God. For them to take what they have learned from the teaching of Christ and put them into practice in their personal lives. Yes, believers of Christ, true balance in life, true balance in your walk with Christ is done in love, in the agape love of God. We must have a love that passes beyond our understanding. Have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. A love for God, a love for our neighbors, and having a love for doing God's work. And when we let God love us like he wants to, then everything will fall into place. And our lives will become balanced. Balance in your life, balancing life's demand. There comes a time for everything God wants us to. There is a time, and it is already here, where God wants us to live a balanced life in everything. Balancing our personal life. Here the books in the book of Proverbs 28 verse 2, in the B clause of the verse, it says, a man of understanding and knowledge maintains order. In other words, that life is in order. Their understanding and knowledge is plentiful, which help them to maintain order in their life. Also here in the book of First Corinthians 14, verse 32, it says that for God is not a God of disorder, but he is a God of peace. You see, the word of God also let us know in Luke 2, verse 52. We see an example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of being of where balance is being shown in this life. Jesus was the most perfectly balanced person that ever lived and walked on the face of this earth. And Jesus, the Bible says, he increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with favor with man. Jesus grew in all these areas. He grew in wisdom, which he grew intellectually. Jesus also grew in stature. He grew physically. And he also grew in favor with God, which means he was developed spiritually. Beloved, Jesus also grew in favor with man, which means Jesus developed socially. Jesus Christ was a perfect picture of balance, humanity. Balance in life, the man living a balanced life. Here in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, child of God, what you think about, and you need mental balance also in life. You see, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You see, you need balance. How do you have balance may be the question that may be asked. You balance your life by screaming the thing that come into your mind by not allowing anything to come into your thought life that is negative, that will bring you to the place where doubt. No, we must concentrate and meditate on the Word of God to where it goes from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. We must be mindful to be in an attitude of prayer throughout the day. We must pray with our season. Pray when things are going good, things are going not so good. Always pray. Pray before we leave the house. Pray when we come back. Who will get in our vehicles? Pray. Prayer is essential and is vital at the times that we are living in. We as born-again believers, God has left us the necessary equipment. He has left us his word, the word of God, which is biblical instruction before leaving earth. The Word of God is our manual for us to live our lives according to what the manual is saying, which is the Bible, which is the Word of God. See, God looks over his Word in all its performance. The Word is his Word. He honors his Word above his name. God's Word is ever so subtle in heaven as well as here on earth. God's word will endure forever and ever. So believers of Christ, when you fill your mind with absolute truth, you will find freedom in your lifestyle. freedom that comes by having the right kind of thoughts in your mind and also in your heart. You see, true positive thoughts will bring forth good mental behavior and balance. Balancing life's demands. Living a balanced life, you need physical balance in your life also. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 through 20, what know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. We need, brothers and sisters of Christ, we also need physical balance in our lives. Because when we don't take care of our bodies, everything else. So get yourself in shape. We also need to have spiritual balance in our lives, because that is part of our personal life and lifestyle while we're here on earth. Here also in the book of 2 Peter 3, verse 18, it says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be also, to him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. You see, when you grow as a Christian, you grow in grace, and you also grow in knowledge of Jesus Christ. You have intellectual growth, and you know the content of the Bible. You also grow in grace, that is, in character, enjoying God 24/7. You see, a lot of people, they may grow in knowledge. I would say that my people is distraught because of a lack of knowledge. But there's people, even in the body of Christ, they have grown in knowledge. They know about God, and they know the books of the Bible. Plus, they have memorized verses of scriptures, but they do not grow in the grace of God because they have got to have balance in their spiritual life. People of God, we all need right. All of us need right now is to have an emotional balance in our lives. Bible says in the book of Galatians 5 verses 22 through 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such, there is no law. You see, these nine qualities are the qualities of emotional stability. When you, as a child of God, is emotionally stable in your life, you are not easy not easily blown away by a crisis that may come your way. You see, being emotional balance in your life as a believer of Christ, it requires a combination of confidence and contentment. You and you alone can only become confident and contented when you are emotionally stable in your life. Balancing life demands, living a balanced life. Here the book says, Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 16, it says, be of the same mind, one towards another. Mind not high things, but associate with the humble man or woman. Be not wise in your own eyes, in your own conceit. If it is possible, as far as it is dependent on you, live at peace with everyone. As far as it depends on you, that is called social balance in your life. So living a balanced life, living a life is right in God's sight. Balancing life's demand, living a balanced life. This is something that we all should want to do. I just hope and pray that was something that was said by the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God that have blessed your life tonight, that will continue to encourage you, continue to let you know that God loves you, and we do too. That maybe one of them, maybe some of my boys that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, we stop by tonight to give you that opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Don't put off today what you can do. Don't put off for tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day for you to give your life to Christ. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We pray that you've heard something that will help you in your daily lives as well as share it with someone else who maybe they need to hear that nugget also. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write to Apostle Tebow or myself at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Also, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you when you listen to us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Have a great weekend. We love you. God loves you. And keep smiling. Have a great weekend.